Josh Heftel is the product manager for Nick Software, and we're talking about Vivisa and some of the other programs, products that they make that plug into Adobe Photoshop. Josh, good to have you on the show.
Hey, nice to be here.
Tell you what, we've been having a blast with Vivisa. What a powerful program and so easy to use.
Oh, yeah. We're really excited about it. We've got a lot of really positive customers and press about Vivisa. Really exciting over here.
Now, it was kind of premiered at the PMAs. What was the reaction from some of the photographers and the people that work in the digital photo industry when they saw this product?
Well, actually, I couldn't really repeat what they said. It was a lot of expletives. But usually it was incredibly positive. Pretty much never seen anything like it before, which we love to hear.
Absolutely. And tell us a little bit about Nick Software. How long has the company been around? And tell us about some of your other products as well.
Sure. Well, Nick Software was originally founded in 1995 by our founder, Niels Kokemoore, which is actually where the name of the company comes from. First two letters of his first name and last letter of his last name.
There you go.
And after some time with making training materials as well as actions and other types of tools for photographers, he met up with some of the members over here in the United States, and they formed Nick Multimedia, which eventually became Nick Software, which makes plugins for Photoshop and Photoshop Elements and any other application that accepts Photoshop plugins. So we make plugins such as Define 2.0, which is a noise reduction application, ColorFX Pro 3.0, which is our creative suite of filters, Sharpener Pro, which is our optimal image sharpening application. And we've also, about 2 years ago, partnered up with Nikon to co-develop Capture NX, which is a photo editing application for photographers, basically. We wanted to be able to provide these types of tools that would enhance the image editing process, make it easier to achieve, make it more accessible even, but also be able to provide really powerful and really professional results very quickly and easily. A whole wide range of people can really benefit from it. Everywhere from people that know Photoshop inside and out can benefit from our products because they provide really great results that you can't necessarily get in Photoshop, but also really quickly and with high productivity. And for those people that aren't as tech savvy and don't feel that comfortable with Photoshop or even Photoshop Elements, they can achieve results that they couldn't achieve otherwise with just the tools built into those applications.
Now, I want to make sure I get the pronunciation right. Vivisa? Vivisa? Where does the word come from?
Vivisa. It's a Spanish word. So it means kind of clarity of color and saturation, but also speed of and accuracy of application. So we found that word did a really great job of explaining exactly what Vivisa does. It's a very fast, very efficient, and very, very colorful application.
Well, we've had a chance to use it, and I've got to tell you, we were completely impressed with how easy it was to actually use the product and get some great results.
Well, Vivisa was designed around the concept of the difficulties that are typically involved with selecting and doing selective enhancements.
Yeah.
The whole idea was we wanted to make an application that would allow you to do kind of conflicting enhancements, meaning making some object bright and some other object darker in an image. Now, typically in any image editing application today, the only way of doing that is by identifying those different objects using some traditional tools like a magic wand or a lasso or making a mask.
Right.
But those steps take a lot of time to master as well as even to achieve or apply and do a good job with them. But with something like Vivisa, with the U-Point technology, which is what Vivisa is based off of, people can just be able to drop these little control points on any object that they want to enhance and just have these direct on-image enhancements, which are really, really intuitive. And that's really been one of the most powerful messages we've heard back from the customers that have already purchased Vivisa, which is that they couldn't believe how easy it was. And the video made it seem like it was too easy to be true.
Yeah.
But
well,
in reality, it is.
With ease of use, I'm wondering if Nick Software talked with a lot of photographers to help in really developing this program to do what they needed.
Well, we've definitely worked with a lot of photographers. One of our core kind of goals is that we want to make sure that we make tools that actual photographers want to use. So we've got many members in our office actually have photographic backgrounds. We even have some members that are or were professional photographers, but we also work very closely with a wide range of professionals, including our Team Nick members, that we want to be able to talk to and ask and interview and find out exactly what they want to use. The U-Point technology made its first break onto the stage with Capture NX, the software that we co-developed with Nikon. And essentially, the application functionality that's inside of Vivisa is very similar to the functionality inside of Capture NX. So we've had about almost 2 years now of people working with and talking about and interacting with this U-Point technology with these color control points. And but we definitely did talk to many, many different photographers of all walks of life to find out what they want to do and kind of boil down to the main controls that we provide by default inside of Vivesa, which is brightness, contrast, and saturation. Those are the three things that you see right away, and with most images, you can achieve everything you want to with just those three sliders.
Plus, with a simple drop-down, you have access to all these other color enhancements, warmth, the whole bit. Now, tell us about the smart filters in Adobe Photoshop CS3. It becomes one of those.
Well, in CS3, they introduced the ability to set up certain filters as compatible with smart objects. And smart objects provide a non-destructive workflow inside of Photoshop, which is really, really important. I mean, one of the things that's kind of different in the digital age is the fact, of course, that our files, the images, the actual captures are now stored on our computers, and you could delete them easily. They could be lost in a crash, but you can also modify them and then be able to never achieve the same results. And we all know that our skills get better over time, so there's always the possibility that the way that we think that we want to enhance it today is going to be the same way we would want to enhance that image in the future. But with smart objects, we can apply all of our enhancements to that image, and then at any point in the future go back, modify, remove, or adjust those filters or the image itself, and get it back to the same thing that we shot out of the camera, if you're using Adobe Camera Raw and opening the image as a smart object, or back to that original state that you had entered into Photoshop with. And then with Vivesa, you can be able to change the position of control points or any of the sliders or even remove the enhancement and be able to go back to the exact same image as it was before applying Vivesa. Just provides that complete non-destruct functionality.
Now, is this product available now?
It is. It actually went on sale a little bit earlier than we had expected. The engineering team did a great job getting rid of all of the issues that we had inside of there, providing a really strong and stable release ahead of schedule. And so we actually released the product to sale on the 29th of February. It's kind of a little leap day celebration.
The product retails for how much, and where would they be able to find this?
So the product retails for $249.95. It's available through our own web shop, but also as soon as the boxes are available, which should be probably later this month or very early April, it's available very widely through the photographic channel. We're sold at pretty much any of the camera stores, big-name camera stores, but a lot of also the local kind of camera stores that are available in anybody's region.
Right.
But
now, if I'm a photographer and I want to test this out, is there a trial that I can download or is there a place I can go to see how it works in action?
Yep. We have two different ways of doing that, actually. So there's a 15-day fully functional trial. You can use it to your heart's content. That doesn't watermark the image. You can apply it. You can save it. You can print it. You can get the full effect, essentially, right, with Vivesa using the 15-day free trial. It's available from our webpage. But you can also watch videos. We've started putting a lot of emphasis on getting and providing training videos because we found a lot of people like to learn that way. It's easier to understand the product if you can see somebody showing you with real examples, with real photographs, how easy it is to use. So we've got a lot of videos on our webpage that you can find and you can look at specifically for Vivesa or any of our products.
And I think this is one of those things, even with a 15-day trial, once they use it and once they see just how powerful it is and how easy it is to work, they're going to be like, oh, got to have this.
Yeah, we've had actually quite a few customers telling us how they couldn't understand how they were working before without Vivesa.
So, absolutely.
We love those kind of comments.
What next for Nick Software?
Oh, we've got lots of ideas. Nothing concrete at this point, but we're always staying very busy. If you've looked at our release schedule, we've been releasing products pretty quickly here. We've just came out with Define 2.0 and ColorFX Pro 3.0 and now Vivesa. But we've got other products kind of on the drawing board, and we want to keep on pushing and providing those type of applications that photographers really, really want to be able to use to provide high-quality imaging and more efficiency and productivity.
That's great. And the website address, go ahead and give that to us again.
www.niksoftware.com.
Really a great software application within Photoshop. Best of luck. Continued success with it. Now we're going to look at some of the other great products you have, which I understand are doing really well.
Yeah, they've been. We've gotten a lot of awards recently on ColorFX Pro 3.0, and even some articles are going to be posting this month on Define 2.0 even. So we've got a lot of buzz going around our products, and so, like I mentioned, it's just been real exciting times over here at Nick Software.
Everybody's buzzing over here, too. So thanks again for coming on the show, Josh Haftel from Nick Software.
Nice talking to you.